So what were you seeing that caused the Kalamazoo Community Foundation to do more than just declare itself anti-racist?
We were seeing racial disparities continue to play out, even though we are and have been for 86 years or more funding programs to resolve community issues.
So specifically, what does this mean? What sort of things have you tried and done and changed?
We're looking at every aspect of our work to determine who is being left out, who is not at the table, and why. We are educating ourselves so that our staff, who are predominantly white and middle class, understand what the issues are, so that whatever we do from an informed perspective.
One of the things I found interesting when I was looking at what you've been doing is that you're incorporating young people into more of the conversations and decision-making.
Absolutely. The Fellowship to Advance Racial Equity was intentionally designed to involve leadership of youth-serving organizations and young people, because very often there is, you know, a lot of distance between the leadership and the young people. My colleagues often tease me because I use this analogy a lot. In those organizations that are doing pretty developmental work, we discerned a distinction between how children of color were being treated and how white kids were being treated. And what we found was, typically, more often than not, children of color, African Americans and Hispanic kids, tended to get a basketball put in their hands when other kids were getting computers and microscopes and violins and that sort of thing.
So how do you change that? How do you ensure that that doesn't happen going forward?
Well, in the fellowship program, we're bringing a cohort of 9 youth-serving organizations together to learn, and more importantly, what these youth organizations can do in the out-of-school time to shore up these young people academically, socially, emotionally, give them skills, and give them practice in leadership and civic engagement.
And finally, have there been any lessons that you've learned that might help the community at large, you know, all of us here in the United States, eliminate racism in our lives and in our interactions?
I think the most important lesson is, if you're inclined and have the will to do this work, we struggled in the beginning, you know, where should we start? And the lesson is, start anywhere and then just keep moving. Keeping your eye on the prize of how do we get to equity. And when I say equity, I mean more than equality. But for some populations, we've got to do a little bit more than level the playing field. We've got to bring those populations up to a level where they can participate on a level playing field.
Sharon Anderson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sharon Anderson is with the Kalamazoo Community Foundation.